So I'm going to tell you a story about the essential security feature if you're on the move, particularly in a revolutionary country. But so it all started in 2012 when I decided to cycle to the Sahara because it was February in London and it was pretty cold. So I cycled to Paris and then caught a train to Marseille, where I caught a ferry, a 20-hour ferry that turned into a 24-hour ferry because of an unexploded World War II mine in Marseille Harbour. An auspicious start. So I don't know if you've ever been on a 24-hour ferry, but that's a lot of time to kill. So I listened to my iPod for 8 hours until the battery died. I ate 10 pan au chocolat because I could. I felt a bit sick. I read a book on Shakespearean tragedy twice. And then I couldn't even sleep because there were loads of seats and I was too poor to buy one of them cabins that are really nice and would be really great to sleep for 24 hours. And there's people everywhere between the seats sleeping on every little corner imaginable. So I went on a little explore and I found this room that was completely empty. And just rows and rows of seats. I couldn't believe it. So I lay down on these three seats and there's something hard sticking into my liver. So I sort of stuck my hand down thinking it was like a bit of a seat or something. There's a wine bottle. They were smuggling wine. Anyway, then the mafia walk in and say, get out. So I did. And proceeded to kill time by feeling sick on the top deck in the rain. So anyway, I got to Tunis. Bearing in mind this was, post-revolutionary Tunisia. There were tanks on the street. I was shitting myself. First night I was there, I got tear gassed. But I pressed on into the wilderness. And the bit I didn't tell you, actually, was whilst on the ferry trying to kill time, I decided to shave my beard because I had nothing else to do. And the bathrooms were the only places available. So off I go, cycling into Tunisia with a shaved beard. No beard, in fact, not just a shaved beard. Completely clean shaven, as nature intended. Slightly longer hair than I have now as well. Just picture the scene. Anyway, I don't know if you've ever been to Tunisia, but I was cycling the Kabon, which is amazingly, stunningly beautiful. Loads of like valleys covered in green trees and like the smell of just lavender everywhere, like a real paradise. Unfortunately, valleys mean there's also really freaking steep hills. So there I was, like, really slowly cycling up this really steep hill, sweating like a Swedish masseuse in a 90-degree sauna in Tunisia. And I hear this sound coming up behind me, like this little pop, 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 and it's getting closer and closer and closer. And then I just hear, like, the hill, the top of the hill's about 200 metres away, and I'm not getting there quicker than this guy who, I look behind me and there's these two young guys, probably about 15, on this motor billet, which is a bicycle with an engine. So they're already cheating. And they come up alongside me and I'm just like going there at my 4 miles an hour. And they just start saying, hey friend, stop, hey friend. And I don't stop, I'm not stopping. And they say, hey, you like sex? And I'm like, well, I'm not sure I want to get drawn into this conversation, to be honest. But eventually I do stop because they grab my handlebars. And we continue to talk about how much or how little I like sex. And then they say, do you want... I'm pretty sure that's the international sign language for sex, which, seeing as they'd been happily saying the word for the last 5 minutes, I was a bit unsure why they were suddenly so shy. But anyway, before I could reply with the international sign language of no, fuck off, they said, wait, you are a woman? No! I'm a man! Look at my hair! Like, I'm not... I was spluttering, I was. anyway, before I could follow up with any further insults, they stole my bag off the front of my basket, which had my passport, my money, my iPod with its dead battery. Welcome to that. I was essentially fucked. And they turned around and they drove straight down the hill at the 25 mile an hour max that they can do. And I was just standing there, day one of my cycle around Tunisia. Screwed. Anyway, luckily, this is where I learned my lesson and it all comes full circle. this man, this old Tunisian guy in a beat up, whatever they have in Tunisia to drive, tractor probably, came up and he drove really slowly past these guys on the motor billet and just gave them an evil stare. And he had a huge moustache. And I couldn't help but be impressed by the moustache. And the motor billet boys obviously were equally impressed. And they sheepishly turned round and returned my bag to me. And from that moment, ladies and gentlemen, I have always made sure to carry a full beard when I'm travelling in revolutionary countries. It saves a lot of trouble. Thank you.